Random House Audio presents Debbie Doesn't Do It Anymore by Walter Mosley. Read for you by Bonnie Turpin. I was reclining on my backside, thighs spread wide open. The smell of flower-scented lubricant filled the air, and hot lights burned down on my sweat-slick black skin. Blubbery and pink-skinned Myron Big Dick Palmer was slamming his thing into me, saying, "Oh, baby, yeah, baby, Daddy's coming home. He's almost there, almost there." There were two high-def video cameramen working us, one moving from face to face while the other focused on our genitals. The still photographer was Carmen Aliyah from Brazil. The recycling hum of her digital camera buzzed around us like a hungry horsefly circling an open wound. "More passion!" Linda Love, the director, yelled. She was talking to me. Myron always had the same passion in any sex scene because he closed his eyes and imagined that he was with Nora Brathwaite, his high school sweetheart. She had never let him go all the way, and every sex scene he ever did was dedicated to wiping that humiliation from his heart. Luckily for me, Myron's size pushed his thing against a sore spot deep inside. So when Linda called for more feeling, I stopped thinking about the details of the shoot and began to concentrate on how much he was hurting me with his attempt to penetrate all the way back to adolescence. I allowed the pain to show in my face with each stabbing lunge. "That's better," Linda said.
"Almost there," Myron moaned for what